everyone, once again, to Nerds on the Rocks, episode 116. This week, we literally had no topics, so we just kind of threw it out there to get random questions from people, and apparently saying random questions really meant that you got random questions, but we'll get to that in a second. We'll introduce our panel of questionnaires first. We have Wesley.
You know, a life that's random goes along randomly.
Okay.
What you get.
We have Nicholas.
I choose to believe that life isn't random, but it's also not predetermined, so figure that one out.
Ooh, deep.
And we have the Queen of Tout.
That's good.
I choose to believe that this isn't a war. It's a rescue mission.
It's a goddamn arms race.
That too.
But if you play Civilization 5, your arms race becomes giant death robots.
Is that not how all arms races are supposed to end?
I think that's how all things should end.
They really should. It should end with you playing freaking Caesar in Rome with giant death robots surrounding everything.
Yeah, but then out of nowhere, another robot runs out with a knife and just stabs him.
This is anticlimactic, though.
I hope I'm not spoiling anything when I say that Lego Batman 2 ends with a giant death robot. I'd be completely serious.
Oh, yeah.
Again, as all good things
and
should.
We just started Lego Lord of the Rings, and I'm really hoping that this ends in a giant death robot, too. Like, it gets to the end and Sauron's just in a giant mech.
Because that can happen in Lego.
Well, why not? But, yeah, we sent out requests on Facebook and Twitter and I guess some from Tumblr, and we got a bunch of questions. So we'll just run through this, and I won't say answers to the best of our abilities. We'll make stuff up mostly. So there's that. Let's get... This one was it was a question, but we don't really cover this on this show. Somebody asked if we've done the Game of the Year stuff.
Yeah, assuming that person thinks it's for your other podcast.
Well, I asked for any question, so they were talking. The main thing with that is that one, and this goes for anything we do on this site. The same thing we're gonna do with the movies. We don't do anything in the calendar year because I wanted to actually finish.
Yeah.
Partially because it is a year. And the other thing is, especially with video games and even movies to a degree, it's like I like to give people the holiday season because people tend to have a bit more free time to catch up on anything they might have missed throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get this notion of having to rush everything out for December when you have a full month to go. But people enjoyed
it. It's irrelevant because my game of the year is going to be Arkham City.
Again?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Hey, Arkham Asylum was my game of the year for 3 years in a row, so Arkham City can be my game of the year for 2 years in a row. unless I get WWE 13 and it knocks my socks off.
Fair enough. I mean, that could be a possibility, because I don't know if you watch it, but they have a WWE 13 video game wrestling league, as in they have like fictional characters from video games who fight in the game like every Wednesday,
okay.
And they broadcast it on Twitch TV.
I
think right now the champion's Ganondorf from The Legend of Zelda.
That's pretty fantastic.
I've seen Ash, I've seen Mink, I've seen Luigi, I've seen Sonic. So yeah, there's a ton of these characters they've created, and some of them are pretty good. Other ones just look really awful because Rustin's designs don't really fit some of the more cartoony or exaggerated video game
yeah.
designs. But
you know what would be awesome? Samus Aran versus Karma.
That would be fun. Yeah, I think that'd be fun. I like that.
Kelly would win by roll up. Somehow.
Oh, you're right.
And they'd probably fire both of them before they even had a match. But yeah. So yeah, it is that. The next question is, again, some of these, the early ones especially, are just kind of just general things. But what about all this Spider-Man hubbub? I wasn't
This is Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
About all this Spider-Man hubbub.
I don't know if they're referring to the Amazing Spider-Man stuff or the comic stuff, but I guess you could talk about both.
Well, I just heard what the big deal with the comic was, so I'm at least somewhat caught up on that.
Oh, well, I mean, we'll figure out.
What is the big deal with the comic?
Right now, Doc Ock is in Peter's body, and Peter's in Doc Ock's body, and Doc Ock is dying, so the big thing is that their minds have been switched.
They're doing Freaky Friday.
Yeah.
And, I think
I've read that fanfic. Only then they had gay sex.
Well, he had mental sex with Aunt May, so I don't know if that counts.
I don't like that at all.
That's not canon. That shit ain't
canon.
But yeah, I mean, it's an interesting, I mean, it's mind swipes or whatever in comics aren't really new hat. So it's an interesting story in that sense, but the thing that really bothered me is that, like, Peter found out that he can control Doc Octobot, and instead of going to the Fantastic Four Avengers, because he thought they would have thought that was too bizarre for them, he decides to, like, do one of Doc Ock's contingency plans, which is to pretty much ransom off $6 million so people break him out of prison and kill guards. So, yeah, I don't get that.
No, right?
They want to do some... This storyline is pretty much the freaking crazy crescendo to Spider-Man the Amazing Spider-Man era of Peter part of the Spider-Man stuff leading into Superior. And I almost think Dan Slott's just throwing every crazy idea here. Like, you know what'd be crazy? Just how all the villains try to break out Peter as Dr. Octopus out of prison, but it actually turns out they're actually breaking out the good guy out of prison. But they think it's a bad guy and one of their compatriots. Yeah, why not? Let's see how this works. I mean, it's an interesting twist that I swear after the issue where they found out Doc Octopus is Peter Parker, that made people wonder many things of what the heck
It worked in the sense that it got people talking because I think it was the most active. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, that was a good thing.
Yeah, and it's got people talking again. It's just that. It's one of those things where it's good in the moment, but once you start thinking about it and actually discussing it, you kind of realize that it's kind of hokey.
No, well, wait a second. Is this pure post-crisis?
The Spider-Man stuff.
You were asking about, you were saying something about the...
Is this pre- or post-crisis Spider-Man?
this is post-crisis Spider-Man. Well, I assume pre-Crisis Spider-Man as well, since he's getting a reboot with 700 and becoming the Superior Spider-Man. And the movie stuff, and it's always fun to see these reactions, is related to the fact that it looks like they're casting Electro in the movie, and right now I think Jamie Foxx is the forerunner.
He's confirmed, actually. Yeah.
Oh, he's confirmed.
He's confirmed as Electro.
Yeah, and some people are never happy with the fact that it's not a white guy, so there's that.
Him being Electro, that's perfectly fine with me.
Electro's not that big of a villain to care who pays him.
It's like, it's Electro. I screw it. Who cares? It's Electro.
Oh, no.
Electro has been, and like being a practically near pure electricity at one point, he's been... Like, he's, for goodness sake, the man ran around in a giant, like lightning bolt looking suit with, like, flaring star mask on, running around in a green and lightning stripey outfit. I mean, dude. It's like,
well, how many ways can you handle? Even more than that, the number of fucking characters over the years that have been whitewashed in film versions.
Exactly.
Like, as much as I love the Hunger Games. Dude, Katniss is not supposed to be that white. She's described as olive-skinned. It's pretty clear that the people from sort of the outer districts are not white people. And then the ridiculous shit that went on over that movie, which I'm not going to get into. But yeah, the fact that they want to make a live-action Akira movie starring Justin Timberlake.
I thought that was dead.
Oh, I hope it's dead.
Yeah, I think it's dead. I think it is dead.
It died an ignominious death alone in the snow.
It reminds me of that Chappelle Show skit where he's like the last samurai, Tom Cruise. And
oh, yeah, yeah. It was Paul Mooney, yeah.
Yeah. And who, the last of Mohicans was... Wait, who was Brad Pitt?
Brad Pitt was... I don't know what you're talking about. Last of the Mohicans was Daniel Day-Lewis.
No, but Brad Pitt was somebody else. Like the ass of a minority was a white guy, and it was Brad Pitt. I can't remember what movie, though.
I don't remember it.
Yeah, so... it is that.
If you're going to shit yourself over a black guy playing a character that you think should be white, and I find out that you're also one of those people that said, well, they just cast the best actor for the part about anything like the fucking Last Airbender.
Ugh.
I don't know if any of those actors were the best actor for the part.
I don't think anybody ever claimed they were the best actor.
Especially
after that movie came out.
Yeah, Shyamalan did, and that's why, because people were like, wait, these characters are all Asian, variations of non-white in the original show. And he's like, I'm just casting the best actors from the part, including the kid from Twilight who helped set one of his friends on fire.
Oh, you talk about Jasper, whatever the fuck it is? Jackson, right?
Yeah.
I played a show with his band.
Holy shit, really?
Yeah, they're like 100 Monkeys, I think they were called. We played at the North Star. It was actually a fairly decent show. Like, we got a lot of people came out for them and for us, but they were assholes. They took over the green room downstairs whenever you tried to get our instruments, so we had to like sneak by them and grab our stuff and bring it up. It smelled like bad prosciutto and weed. I think he was tripping on acid at the time.
Wow.
He was just a douchebag. Like, the whole band were like these hipster douchebags.
I have heard stories about him at conventions. Like, apparently he is one of those guys who goes to conventions and hooks up with fangirls.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, that makes sense.
He's a rich douchebag. Like, I think his parents were like a shit ton of money, so he gets a...
Yeah. Well, that's why he didn't end up getting arrested when his friend ended up getting lit on fire when they were making a tape of a Jackass.
Yep.
Fucker. Fuck you!
Yeah, that guy.
That guy. Fuck that guy.
Well, I guess that will take us to the next question, which is...
I actually want to get... And actually, one last thing with the Amazing Spider-Man. Say this about that whole creative thing with Amazing Spider-Man right now. But an $8 comic is actually managing to get a ton of pre-orders for comic shelves right now. That is pretty dang fascinating. Like, Marvel normally can't... Like, they got... What is it that I just read today about that? That has like, ridiculous, like, can I find this really fast? It's, like, kind of crazy how many people are ordering this $8 comic, because they've got, now, clicking on the Bleeding Cool site really fast, they've got 35 for they've got, it's like, they're going to say about, Spider-Man 700 may be about to drop $2 million into the market. Because
okay,
of the fact
I'm
that
sorry. I'm sorry, if I'm paying $8 for a single issue of a comic, it better involve Grant Morrison coming over and reading it to me while I'm in bed.
If I pay $8 for a comic book, you better fucking blow me.
Yeah, that's the same. Yeah, it's not a trade or something.
Real like this. That
I don't know that I would want the comic book to go down on me. The comic book might not be very good at that.
I'm imagining there's some anthropomorphism going on.
Yeah, this is like kind of like the rumor has it right now, because I'm actually getting this off Bleeding Cool, so I'm not exactly for sure on it, but they're pretty decent on sales numbers for the most part, but they right now the order numbers for Amazing Spider-Man 700 stand at 250,000 copies. So for an $8 comic book that's going to have 250,000 copies, that's...
How many story pages is it?
It's going to be about, I think it's like 80 pages.
Yeah, but is this a normal 80 pages or comics 80 pages where it's like 40 pages and then a bunch of art and stuff in the back?
What they did was they have the main story and then they have like three other stories following it. So
going by that math, a regular comic book should cost $2.
Yeah, really, it honestly, I mean, this is kind of what baffles me about the whole main, it's like, that sucker's going to be $8 freaking. And I'm like, I mean, it's like the main story, it's one of those things where you're like, well, there's only some cool stories following it, but wow. The main reason why that got beefed up so hardcore was because of the twist to, and yes, I said that in Light Shyamalan, I apologize, but the twist of the whole thing is like, well, that there goes your order bumps quickly of seeing a main Spider-Man hit. Boom! Every comic store just bumped their orders up faster than lightning.
Yeah, but is this the case? And this is why comic sales always come. Because it's not, like, most of the time it's just the comic stores ordering them, and sometimes these things can sit on shelves for months.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
the question is how many of these people are going to stick around for the next issue. Oh, wait, the next issue is going to be a number one. Never mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God. No offense to any of you who read comic books, but comic book fans in general are the biggest Stockholm Syndrome people in the world. Like, do you all have battered wife syndrome? I don't understand. This is coming from someone who got out. I got out, so.
I'll say this as a comic fan here, since if a comic starts sucking out loud, I will pretty much drop it like a bad habit. I have no fear in just dropping the sucker, because if I'm not enjoying it, fuck that shit. I'm not gonna read a comic I hate. I don't want to be that dude on Twitter going, this comic fucking sucks. Why are you reading it? Oh, yeah. I gotta keep my collection up.
I figured it out. Comic book fans, you guys see the episode of The Simpsons where they get all the puppies?
Yes!
Okay, comic book fans are Homer on the couch eating out of a potato chip bag. And just keep grabbing up and grabbing it. This time,
there have been times where, like, a single issue killed it for me. Gotham City Sirens, I gave up after one really awful issue. It was about four issues in, and the main characters appeared in two panels. And
oh, I know that one.
The rest of it was Riddler trying to get this goth girl from people who were trying to kill her, and for some reason the goth girl had a really short skirt, and when someone pulled her hair, it flew up. Fuck this shit, okay? I wanted to read this because I wanted three kick-ass female villains teaming up, and I'm getting goth girl ass.
That comic became painful very quickly, because it literally just dissipated in rapid speed. Like, especially after Dini left, and it's like, who are we going to get take over it? Okay, screw it. Three hot chicks in the book. Let's see what happens. Oh, Lord. This is going to get bad. It got bad. Oh, this is getting bad. I dropped it. What was it? Probably about like barely even a year into it. And then I just kept tabs on. I went, God, I'm glad I don't buy this anymore.
I got four issues in.
And yeah, I mean, like I said, because at my store, I used to have a lot of people who were like that. Now I've noticed a lot more fans. Some fans out there are actually getting a little bit better about not buying, like actually not being afraid to drop a dang book and not being so like, oh, I gotta have this to keep my collection up.
Yeah, I'm not one of those people. If enough people tell me a comic's kind of good or, you know, it's improved, or that's also something that you also have to be careful of, because there are certain people that you're into trust certain people, because certain people are like, oh, this is good, this is improved, and it's like, it's the same crap, but they have their own expectations and stuff like that.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, if a comic's improved, like, okay. Like, if it's someone, like, that I know at the screen, I was like, yeah, it's gotten a lot better. Give it a look. I'm like, okay, I'll give it a go. But it's like there's some comics that I've actually looked at that someone told me, oh, it's gotten really good. And then I read it, I'm like, oh, God. Like I'll give you a true story. A couple of my friends actually recommended me Red Hood and the Outlaws.
What?
Oh, yeah. And I got it recommended to me. I was like, okay. And there was a very long rant involving Red Hood and the Outlaws for me. I did not like this book to a degree in which I'm like, God, this book's awful. And I'm like, why did you people, I trust you, man? What the heck did you get me into? And then it was funny, and then I got a message later from my friend that recommended it to me. He's like, I'm sorry I recommended it to you. You really hated it, didn't you? Uh-huh. She's like, sorry. It's like, no big. Been through worse. Never touching that book again. So I had people tell me later, hey, Wes, it's actually gotten better. No. Red Hood is on me. No. Like, I actually popped my fingers up and across right now.
I think your first problem was reading the title that had something to do with Jason Todd.
Oh, yeah. I've learned my lesson pretty painfully with it, because I don't get the whole Jason Todd thing. I don't get it. It's like, there's people who are like, I love Jason Todd. Oh, God, he's great. I'm like, no.
It's the whole bad boy thing.
No, he's not.
And he's a damaged whoopee that they could heal with their love and possibly vagina.
He's a goddamn cipher. Fuck. Character.
Yeah, but you're also going to find, and this happens with, I think, a lot of things, it's like, the more people dislike him, there's going to be a rising that's like, oh my gosh, he was such an amazing character. I hope they bring him back and all that other stuff. Which is what I assume eventually led to his return. They haven't really done much with the character since he's come back. His most memorable thing is still being beaten to death by the Joker, so.
And someday people are going to get nostalgic for the Sentry, which, God, no. No. Leave Sentry dead. Please leave Sentry dead. You don't know what to do with him. No one knows what to do with him. If people start getting nostalgic for him, I'm going, you guys don't remember about what happened to him by the end, do you? Please don't get nostalgic. Like, but I'm waiting for 10 years down the road when suddenly I hear people get nostalgic for that, and I'm going to go, oh boy, goody. Here we go again. By that point, I'll be old enough not to give a shit, so.
Right, let's talk about something else.
Evening.
The next question is rather vague. The next question is, what is a man? I assume it's anybody who challenges Hulk Hogan to a fight.
No. A man is whoever identifies himself as a man.
Secrets that are some, like, are we getting into Symphony of the Night territory here? Because
I was trying to be politically corrected for and progressive, but okay.
I was quoting Be a Man from Macho Man.
That's another one. I mean, it's either that or Symphony of the Night. It's almost like one of those two things pops in there. Usually Symphony of the Night.
Or it's Batman.
Gloria.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. I have an answer for this. I just have to get it ready.
Is this music related? You put it on something. I'm not going to like this, am I?
I'm not actually going to, you know, play it, but you must be swift as a coursing river with all the force of a great typhoon, with all the strength of a raging fire, furious as the dark side of the moon.
Is this from Pocahontas?
Mulan.
I don't
know. And I'll make a man out of you.
Out of you!
I know. You know what is a man? Gaston.
Oh, Gaston.
No one's slick as Gaston. No one's quick as Gaston. No one's neck is as incredibly thick as Gaston.
Like Gaston.
For there's no man in town half as manly, perfect, a pure paragon. All right, now we can move on.
And he uses antlers in all of his decorating.
Yeah. Gaston's the best.
That's awesome.
I was trying to explain to Bella earlier why I love, like, all the villains in Disney movies better than the heroes, and I said, because the villains are more fun.
They are a lot more fun.
Alright, so yeah, Gaston, that is a man.
Gaston, okay. Next one, was it really intended for a serious question? Why does Call of Duty suck?
Because it's a shooter game, and shooter games aren't very good. Oh, unpopular opinions.
I think it's popular. It's popular on the internet. It's not popular in general, but I don't think it sucks. I just think it's one of those things like anything else where it's become popular to the point that people have to hate it now.
I don't even think it sucks. I started playing the first one like a month or so ago. I'm like, this isn't bad. I don't like shooting games that much, but it's just not like terrible.
My problem with
Call of Duty games more, they're better.
Yeah, my problem with Call of Duty isn't necessarily that Call of Duty itself. It's just the fact that when you're out every year, it just kind of gets tiresome and nobody really wants it every year. If it came out like every 2 or 3 years, it'd be better. But once a year, it's just kind of eh at this point.
By golly, Activision's got to make that money off of it.
Yeah, yeah.
It is one of the cash cows of Activision. That and World of Warcraft.
I was gonna say it is the cash cow for Activision.
Activision's main cash cow is either freaking Call of Duty or when Blizzard releases the World of Warcraft expansion. Then that fuels money into Blizzard, which is Blizzard's part of Activision. Bam, money.
They've also added Skyland is now, but
Skyland is part of their. It's part of the Activision empire.
Yeah, Skyland sells more in toys than it does the games, but toys are.
Really? Toys have a higher profit margin, though. So.
I did not know that. That's funny.
It's kind of weird because it's like one of those. It's like one of those really hidden things. But I've heard insane stories about people trying to find the toys last year.
Oh my god, that's awesome!
Oh, I was talking to one of the women I work with, and she was saying something about they went out to get. Toys. They went out to get Skylanders for her grandkids, and they had a bunch on sale. But the ones on sale were last year's, so they couldn't get them last year's.
So the toys aren't even backwards compatible? That sucks.
Oh, no, they're backwards compatible. The kids just want the old ones. They wanted the new ones.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Kids are terrible.
Oh, my. This is a fact wow. They're like, hey, kids, for the video game. Ah, hell, that video game. I want to play with the toys. Okay. Cool.
Well, I mean, I personally speaking, I'm on board for that. I'd rather, especially if in the case, like, this is basically being used as fancy DLC for the game.
Yeah, really?
I'm going to buy DLC, I'd rather a physical component with it as well, instead of it just being, like, I spend 15 for a five-minute add-on to my game. I get... have an actual toy now.
I need to say it. This is kind of cool.
It's a genius move. I am surprised.
I wish more people would do that, because if they released like a Marvel game where you could buy new figures, it'd be like, I'm going to have a little Wolverine statue, and Wolverine is going to kick your ass.
Yeah. Like, I got to check out one of the early PS3 games they did. Similar to that, when you had that camera and you basically the cards that you put on
the card game,
one of my friends got a hold of that once and I played it with them, and while it was glitchy as hell, that's probably why I didn't do that well, but it was glitchy. When we got it to actually kind of get going, we were having a ball. I'm like, that would be awesome. I mean, and that's just little three, four inch marble figures, like you were saying, just have a little barcode, place it on a field, boom. Like, you can have freaking Deadpool wreaking havoc on, like, a whole bunch of Sentinels if you want to. I mean, the possibilities are endless. Hey, that would be awesome.
I'm actually surprised Nintendo hasn't capitalized on that with Pokemon. I mean, can you imagine that?
Good God! They would make so much money.
Require Nintendo to think ahead and not just keep updating one system over and over again. Oh!
Ow!
I know what will get the kids to buy our shit. We'll just add an iPad to our controller.
with a gyroscope. With a freaking...
I'm like super cynical today. I don't know why.
Are you today?
Okay. What?
Are you today?
Yeah, only today. Normally I'm in a much better mood. I'm not even like upset or angry or anything. I'm just like, man, everything is terrible.
Well, I guess that would make... I guess that will make Nick.
That's you have the prospect of listening to an awesome album in your future.
I was shit right after that album. Fuck.
Yeah.
I mean,
I didn't say that. I was so excited. Yeah, our next question, I don't even know who this came from. I probably should have kept track of that. Which one of us would win in a wrestling contest?
Sure, Ashley would.
No, we're not arguing.
Haven't you had, like, some wrestling training?
I did judo for a couple of years.
Yeah, the closest I've ever done to martial arts is I used to play soccer. So I don't think that counts.
Yeah.
It wasn't even in England or anything, so they're still fighting.
Ashley kicked our asses.
And then she'll tout about it.
Yeah. And then she'll tout about it. She will kick
you,
our ass. She will tout 30-second videos of kicking our asses.
15 seconds. You only need 15 seconds.
Yeah. Really? 15?
That's pretty much the reason I haven't.
I thought it was 30.
No, 15. The time limit is pretty much the only reason I haven't tried to do one, because I don't think I could ever say anything in 15 seconds.
I had a question in 15 seconds.
Oh, God, that means she can one punch us in 15 seconds on a video. One punch out, 15 seconds on count.
I don't know. I probably wouldn't punch.
You probably have to speak like...
grappling.
You probably have to speak like 6 from, what is it, Blossom?
What?
Yeah, I was going to say you have to speak like 6 from Blossom, but that's a very old reference. Which X-Men are you?
I like that it's which X-Men, not which X-Man. Which X-Men are you? Generation X. They were my favorite X-Men team because they had Chamber, and Chamber's the best. Fuck the haters.
Chamber was fun.
What are the X-Men team?
That's a really cool limited series probably bonded with Chamber.
Probably lost energy.
Uh-oh. Nope. There she is. There she is.
Hello?
Hey.
Welcome back.
So you didn't answer. Yes. Did anybody else answer? Which X-Men are you?
Oh.
No.
I didn't even know we were on that question.
I think I'm the only one. My answer was Generation X. Because they're X-Men, not X-Man.
I was asking, what are the X-Men teams?
Yeah, a lot of them about. There was the Uncanny, and there was the all new, all different X-Men. Then there was the 90s, the Golden Blue team. There was X-Factor, there's X-Force, there's the New Mutants, there's New X-Men. There's
the Exiles.
The Exiles. There was,
can we use creative teams in this? Like, X-Men under certain creator teams?
Grant Morrison.
Either
I'm Grant Morrison's X-Men.
Grant Morrison. And actually, mine would be probably the Warren Ellis Excalibur, because I have a very strong fondness for the Warren Ellis Excalibur team, especially since, in fact, one of their issues involved the Excalibur team hanging out in a pub, and the entire issue was them getting drunk off their asses and threatening Pete Wisdom with death for making sure he didn't mess with Kitty Pryde, or else Nightcrawler and Captain Britain were going to kick his ass. And
wait, there's an X Next Wave, right? Does that count as an X-Men book? I would be Next Wave.
You could. I'll allow it. For goodness sake, I'm using...
There's a mutant in it. It's cool. It's cool, guys. We're still airborne. It's just a little wet. We're still good.
I'm allowing it, because considering that's one of my favorite writers, yeah.
Next Wave is one of my favorite series ever.
Yes. By the way, By the way, Nicholas, since you have a fondness for Next Wave, you might want to take a look at the recent Captain Marvel issue at some point in the future, because they actually have the her as Captain Marvel from the Monica from that series interacting with the new Captain Marvel. It's cool. A very entertaining single issue. I highly recommend that, because that's actually fun. But it's...
We didn't get Earl's or Ashley's answers yet.
Oh, I know. I just wanted to put that in there really fast. I like that theory.
I was going to say X-Factor. They had a Killian branch, right?
Which X-Factor, though?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
There was the... No, you think the X-Factor, the original, was basically just the original X-Men again.
Then there's the government X-Factor.
Yeah, which was cool. It had, like, Havoc and Strong Guy and Polaris in it.
Which one is the... Isn't there a Killian branch of the X-Men? Like, that was said by Wolverine in, like, X-23.
Oh, X-Force.
They were X-Force. Oh, yeah. That was, like, the second version of X-Force. The original was basically just New Mutants retitled.
And it was extreme!
It was very extreme. It had Rob Liefeld involved.
The pouches took is overdone, but...
Pouches for ages.
So many pouches.
All the pouches.
All the pouches for us all.
Pouches.
One pouch for them all. Time.
And belts.
So many belts.
Did we get Ashley's answer?
We didn't. Yeah, Ashley's been thinking about it.
Come on, this is not the time for thinking. This is the time for snap judgments and answers you'll regret later.
This is time to shut the fuck up.
I said that was quiet.
Oh! Oh! Yes, and kids, this is why we say Ashley will kick all our asses.
No, Earl, college is the time for decisions you'll regret later, not answers you'll regret later.
There's a time and place for everything, and it's called college. The problem is, I won't agree with Nick and say Morrison's X-Men, but I also liked Whedon's.
Mm-hmm.
Whedon, where he brought back Kitty Pryde and fanboyed Kitty Pryde, even though she's not one of those characters I particularly like. But it was kind of adorable to see Joss Whedon write this character that he absolutely loved. And I'm like, oh, Joss Whedon, you're a fanboy. You killed her.
Mm-hmm.
Joss Whedon, you are Joss Whedon. And then I was also a fan of when they had the team system within the school. And they had the one team that called themselves the Hellions, and led by the kid named Hellion, who sat down in front of Emma Frost, and he's like, yeah, I'm going to name myself after your group of kids who all got killed.
That was a really clever idea. That was actually a very twisted little idea.
Oh, Julian is such a prick.
He was very entertaining little prick, though.
Now he's a prick with no hands.
Yeah, he got that. Whoa! Of course, okay. Excalibur had Pete Wisdom. So, Pete Wisdom rules.
Oh, and the other team I liked was the one that Pixie was on, which were the Paragons. Mostly
that was a really cool troop, too.
Oh, Pixie's awesome.
I like her. She's a really cool character.
She's like, I have wings and I'm adorable and I'm a dork and I make Wolverine see unicorns. I didn't make Wolverine see unicorns.
The only X-Men team out there that kind of comes in a closest fun value recently is probably the Jason Aaron's Wolverine the X-Men right now. Mostly because he has the teaching class being part of a murder circus, and it's pretty glorious.
That's the one where Doof is their secretary, right?
Yeah.
Because Doof is awesome.
This is just unbridled crazy fun.
What's all that noise?
Someone's eating chips!
No, I'm eating Lifesaver gummies.
Ew.
Hey, those are good. Really
ew.
Good.
No.
Good.
No.
They were my treat to me for being great.
Moving on. If you had three things to have with you during the apocalypse, what would they be and why?
Well, first, Lifesaver gummies.
Ew.
Oh, no, always important.
That's not true at all. I have this partially planned out. I would like Mr. Fusion. Mr. Fusion from Back to the Future. You know the thing that can power anything as long as you can snap into it? I would like Mr. Fusion.
Okay.
I lost my train of thought. Sorry. Mr. Fusion, a giant TV, and a Blu-ray with all the Lord of the Rings Blu-rays.
But isn't that, aren't those two separate things?
I'm going to die in the apocalypse. So I would like to go out enjoying myself.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm not going to be masturbating, so I might as well just watch something I like.
Okay. Was she?
I actually always joke about what I actually somewhat thought about this outside of the fact that I probably end up wanting a giant freaking robot, but then I always think about a giant robot be pretty terrible to have in an apocalypse, because say the zombies would get like kind of smart, they suddenly start climbing the giant robot. So I'd rather have like a much more functional, like badass like mecha suit that could just surround me, and then I could just smash the crap out of zombies in my way. And that would actually work probably a lot more better than having the giant mecha. I don't think, because giant mecha would not work well in the apocalypse. I don't think that would work very well. But a much more manageable mecha suit for any sort of battling you might need, that would actually probably work a little bit smarter. Kind of like Iron Man shit there. I don't know. I kind of would dig that. And let's see. And then, And you know, maybe I would like, I've never actually thought about any further than that outside of, I try to think of maybe having myself, because does that count shelter that we have to, whatever we bring with us, or does that, or
see,
is it just?
That's what tripped me up, because I halfway through I lost my train of thought. I started thinking of deserted island and not apocalypse.
Yeah.
Then I just decided to go with it.
I mean, I would like to, it'd be nice to have maybe like a, because I actually like one video I watched online when someone said they go into a, they have like a giant yacht, and they stay on a giant yacht for the zombie apocalypse. And I'm like, that's actually a pretty cool idea.
That only works if the sides of the yacht are high enough that like bloated zombies can't get a hold of it.
It also
that's
only works
actually a good thought.
And if it's not a Walking Dead type universe where, that assume someone, you know, dies of some other reason, that turns into a floating tin can of death.
Yeah, yeah. You have to be really careful if anybody else is on there with you. I mean, you cannot let anyone who is even potentially infected on that shit.
Yeah, it's like, so I'd like to have some sort of, I could always say, I want a whole lifetime supply of Twinkies because they'll never go back, but you know.
But then there won't be that many, because if you're eating only Twinkies, your life is going to be very short.
Yeah, your life's going to hate. You're going to hate your life real quick if you're eating only Twinkies.
You will be the living embodiment of the quote that life is brutish and short.
Yeah.
And it will be really hard for you to poop.
Yes.
Yeah, you'd be like, hate life.
Like a grape.
It'd be like a very painful version of like everything. It's just, and so I don't know. I like to actually. I actually like to say, outside of a giant robot suit basically causing massive amounts of chaos and damage across my way, trying to make sure I didn't die in a zombie apocalypse. I don't know. I mean, because like if I had a giant robot suit, I'd have a jetpack. I'd have some sort of flying utility on it, because that would be awesome. And I have weapons, and that'd be awesome. Good God, I've only thought about just the damage quotient of what I can cause the apocalypse. I have not thought about a survival. I thought about survival just causing vast amounts of damage. I guess I'm going to just steal from people.
I want to change my answer. Can I have Bruce Willis instead of Mr. Fusion?
Sure.
Because he always lives. So.
Yeah, that's cool.
You can have Bruce Willis, but his name in the future is Mr. Fusion.
All right, I'm fine with that. I'll allow it. I want Bruce Willis, a nice car. Like a good sturdy front end that I could just ram mutants with, and a sword.
A sword.
Are you talking broadsword, katana?
We're talking katana. I need speed. I don't really need brute force here.
Okay. That works. I swear, I thought about the brute force part of the apocalypse. I haven't thought about any sort of idiots like I have a giant robot.
I mean, I'm still going to die because I'm Bruce Willis's friend, and Bruce Willis always survives. His friend doesn't, so.
True.
I mean, I can't.
But I'll go out swinging.
And then you will be the reason that Bruce Willis rises up and takes down the apocalyptic regime that has been.
Yeah!
You
are the cry for vengeance, Nicholas Reed.
I am.
Nicholas!
I am the knight.
Oh,
no,
Lord.
You're not.
Yeah, what? So, Ashley, what would you bring with you for the zombie apocalypse?
It doesn't specifically have to be zombie apocalypse.
It could be apocalypse.
It just doesn't say. It just says apocalypse.
I'm just rambling because I can't think of anything else. So you. Okay.
This is from Joanna, who's the head of the Pincushion. You go to joepincushion.com. She has her own podcast too. She's on my album.
I want awesome boots, an awesome coat, and a ray gun.
Awesome! I like that.
Okay.
I feel like you guys awesome are taking this apocalypse very seriously.
Well, look, I've got awesome boots and an awesome coat and a ray gun. I can get whatever else I want because I have awesome boots, an awesome coat, and a ray gun.
Fair enough.
You're a much more detailed version than me just having to have a giant robot. I just having to have a robot suit that I can just get. Good lord, we're thinking the same way. It's like, we're just going to steal. We're just going to get whatever we want out of this, aren't we? Yep.
I'm not necessarily going to steal it. I might, you know,
where are you going to get this?
Ray gun.
Where are you going to get this giant robot in this world that they don't exist in? I mean, you guys can keep living in your fantasy world while me and Bruce Willis are hanging out, okay?
I'm going to hunt you down, and I'm going to be the one that kills you right in front of Bruce Willis.
Well, that's just rude.
With my ray gun.
I was kind of curious how you folks are powering these things. Power sources, but
man. I want a limitless power supply. Yes. That's what I want. Robot. I want a limitless power supply.
Well, because ray guns are so commonplace in the future that there are places you can just recharge them.
Yeah.
So it's just a question of, like, breaking into places to charge my ray gun, which isn't difficult because I've got really awesome boots on and I can curb stomp a motherfucker.
But if ray guns are common, doesn't that mean everybody's going to be armed with them? Doesn't that defeat the purpose of carrying one?
No! No, because even though other people have ray guns, I am obviously much more adept at using my ray gun than they are.
She's like the top tier in the Fallout series of being able to use energy weapons.
It's like if there was a list of people who were good at using ray guns, I would be fairly high on this ray gun list.
Her perks would be off the scale.
And then other people would be much lower on this list.
She'd be the queen of all the ray guns.
I wouldn't want to be queen of all the ray guns, especially when wouldn't be queen. I mean, I prefer more of a democratic, you know, I could be like the prime minister of the ray guns.
Okay, prime minister of the ray guns works for me.
I still want a crown, though.
Okay, we can make that happen. It's okay. The apocalypse. Rules are off, man. We'll get you a nice crown. Don't know where we'll find one, but we'll get you one.
Oh, we'll
yeah,
make.
Go to Burger King. There will be a lot left over.
Yes. No.
Somewhere I'm getting this idea of just aftermath of the whole apocalypse happened. Ashley's with a ray gun, awesome boots, coat, and she'll have a Burger King crown. It's like, I'm the Prime Minister.
Fear. I'm the Prime Minister of ray guns.
Prime Minister of ray guns.
That's aiming pretty low, right? Like, a prime minister, you can aim higher than that.
Democracy, man.
God emperor.
I like the sound of prime minister of the ray
gun. You should always aim for God emperor. That should be your goal in all things. I would like to be.
Don't tell me what to do.
I would like to be God emperor of Mothras.
Oh, God.
Merry Mothras, everybody.
Yes, Merry Mothras.
Happy Mothras Day.
6 days in a row, we have not been crushed by kaiju. It's a reason to celebrate.
Yay. Sometimes you need to look up in the sky and stare in wonder at the fact that there are no giant monsters stomping.
that's what you have to do.
You have to do it.
And I guess keeping with the apocalypse.
Mothras is the reason for the season.
Listen, I'm not going to lie. The reason we got so many apocalypse questions and why we get some wrestling questions as well is because I specifically said on Facebook bonus points for wrestling. Well, actually, I said Randy Savage or apocalypse-related questions.
Hey, yes. I'm the one that said before the Mayan apocalypse, I tweeted that I think someone out there is listening to the end of the world as we know it on like constant shuffle, just constantly listening to it over and over.
I will bet that there is an entire radio station out there that is just playing that song over and over and over again.
Yeah, it is on my apocalypse mix I made, which is called The Edge of Your World.
It should be on the apocalypse. Yeah. It is on mine as well.
Yeah.
Leonard Bernstein!
Yes. So what were you saying, Earl?
The question was, if you were stuck in a post-apocalyptic world with any wrestler, who would it be and why?
That's from Anthony, our erstwhile British co-host.
When he's around.
I can tell you the answer right now.
Who?
Mark Henry. Because he would either destroy all my enemies, or if he died, I would have lunch for quite a few weeks. And I realize there's probably bigger wrestlers I could choose, but most of them are dead. So I went with the actual one who's... Rest in peace, Yoko Zuna.
You take Mark Henry over Big Show?
Yes, I would.
Okay.
Big Show is a large man, but I think Mark Henry has more roundness to him.
Well, just think about it. Yeah, Big Show can knock out all your dinner with one punch.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Nick, I'm picturing you like sitting on Mark Henry's shoulders as he runs through a desert landscape.
No, you'd be like Lone Wolf and Cub. You'd be pushing me in a stroller.
Oh, God.
It's somewhere Jack Swagger is on Mars. Planet Earth and wondering what's happening.
What's happening on Earth? I'm here on Mars. I'm so lonely. On Mars.
I was going to go with Kane. He has a ton of interesting stories to tell to keep you occupied. He did right before set his father on fire, knocked him in the freezer, and you know, destroyed his biological parents and stuff like that. Or one of them.
Yeah, but you gotta be prepared for a lot of libertarian essays.
Yeah, but at the same time, just think about it. If you ever have to prepare dinner, all you have to do is raise his hands and it will be cooked in no time for that.
It's true. It's damn true.
It is, in fact, damn true.
Any other answers?
I mean, I think Daniel Bryan would actually be, I'd like to have him along with me. I'd be entertained for hours.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Oh, no. Okay, yes.
No! Yes! No! Yes!
Sidebar, did you all watch that Jingle Bells video?
Yeah.
Was it or was it not the most amazing thing in the world?
I did not expect
it to
show.
Okay, yes.
Just based on Brandon's reaction to it, I thought it was going to be like even worse than it was. I was thinking like the old 80s wrestlers music. And it was that bad, but it was also glorious because it had Damian Sandow being awesome. And in fact, if you look during the shots where they show the crowd, you see CM Punk and Paul Heyman checking their phones, not giving a shit.
It's like, this is really good. This is actually pretty good.
That's dedication to character. And actually, if you see, because I think he put up a picture of, damn, who's in the picture? Who's like giving the stink eye in his picture?
Tamina's giving like the stink eye to the primetime players in one picture.
Yeah, and it's...
They're doing their whole happy little dance, and Timmy's like, fuck this shit.
Yes, moving on.
Yeah. Another apocalyptic question.
This is from my friend Jeff.
Oh, Lord. In the world know it.
So the sun rises...
I wanted to be stuck with.
Oh, who did you want to be with?
Yeah, which one?
Cody Rhodes.
I was going to say, it was either going to be Cody Rhodes or Lita. So.
Yeah. I think even in an apocalypse setting, it would be more likely that I could score with Cody Rhodes than with Lita.
Wow. All right.
I don't know that she's into girls.
True.
If she was, it would obviously be Lita.
Why can't it be both?
Because I can only have one.
Listen, you're not thinking big here. This is the apocalypse. There's not going to be a lot of options.
He has a ray gun. She can force his options.
The question is, if I get Lita, does that mean I also get CM Punk in that scenario?
No.
Fuck you!
No, because CM Punk's fucked off because he's out for himself. He's out for numero uno.
Well, if I have Lita, can we, like, occasionally run into CM Punk? And by run into, I mean have a threesome with?
Hey, that's between you and your conception of God.
Okay, I just realized that my apocalypse has become dangerously close to Kevin Nash's. So we should move on.
I was thinking your apocalypse is becoming dangerously close to Slash Fictions.
I never posted that anywhere.
Lord have mercy.
Okay, so next
Earl,
question.
Hurry up. Go on with that other question you wanted to ask.
Well, let's go on with the other question.
So the sun rises in the Dark Rift at 6:21 a.m., 12:21, 2012. Does that mean the apocalypse is figured for Eastern Standard Time, or is it like New Year's, and we can all watch Europe die first?
Well, considering I don't think the world's actually going to end, that the world's going to die, I think it's going to be a mass shift in human consciousness. I think we're going to watch a wave of love just sweep the world. And we'll be looking at people in Europe like, why are all these fuckers hugging and just fucking in the streets? And suddenly they hit us. And they're like, OMG!
Isn't that how you get most of Europe anyhow?
Yes, you can. But then you have to go to bed. Lights out. What? Okay.
I would imagine that
I don't
the
think of the Germans hugging so much as I think of the Germans, like,
angrily
shitting
having
on each other.
Oh, angrily yelling at each other.
Scheiße!
That was the thing that actually popped up in my head, Ashley. You realize that was, like, the first thing I thought, I was like, Scheiße? And I thought, Ashley said it for me. Okay, good.
Good night, pal.
I don't think the apocalypse is going to be kind enough to wear a watch. It'll punch whenever it wants.
Listen, Barbalith is going to join with the Earth when it damn well pleases.
I mean, hopefully it's off at Canada first and moves it way down, but we'll see.
That's not how science works.
I'm sure
we have no stupid that way.
Good night. Look, don't question the science of the giant magic satellite in space that occasionally beams knowledge into the heads of human beings.
And is hiding behind the moon.
So yes, there's that. Next question. it comes from Anthony. Which franchise would you like to see Josh Whedon reboot?
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
That's my answer too.
Okay.
Actually, no.
No one else should.
I want Joss Whedon to let me make my alternate to Buffy season 6 and 7, which won't happen.
What would your 6 and 7 have been?
Completely different from the way he handled 6 and 7.
I'm not saying
that he handled it wrong, but he handled it wrong.
You know that issue from season 8? The order is just Angel and Buffy having sex the whole issue.
Oh, the one that's actually called them fucking.
Yes, that's going to be Ashley's version of season 6 and 7.
It is not.
God. Nonstop. 44 episodes. Hardcore.
You can do it at that point. Vampire on fire. Lost sex. His soul. Get the canon fucking right.
No. If it's done without love, it's fine.
Look,
if it's just congenial running, then
as much as I know, you would like to see David Boreanaz bare ass naked.
No, I really don't want to.
I'm not giving that to you because you don't deserve it. You haven't earned it.
Listen, I don't know whose bones/fiction you've been reading, but it's not mine.
No, yours is actually a little too fucked up for me. I don't think that is supposed to go there with that stuff, ever. Ew.
Considering how strange season 8 and the comic version of Buffy have been anyway, you have carte blanche at this point.
Okay. I guess there's no other franchise for him to reboot. I said Avengers jokingly, but there's that. I'm not really sure how to answer this question, but what type of barbecue do you think Batman enjoys? Would it be the same as Bruce Wayne?
I'm going to defer my answer because I don't think I can properly answer this. I think we should send that question to War Rocket Ajax, though. any podcast that I listen to that knows the barbecue and Batman, it would be that one. Like, I'm seriously thinking of sending this to Chris Sims for his ass rest thing he does every Friday.
Yes.
Then you should do that.
Tell us about Batman's barbecue.
I was going to say, I can't imagine Batman at a barbecue, though. Right, but,
I don't think Batman's a barbecue guy.
Well, I think, you know, I think it depends. But the question is he a dry rub guy or is he a sauce guy?
Dry rub.
See, I'd say sauce.
I don't know. I know. I actually would steer towards them, him being a dry rub. I don't think he'd be a sauce guy.
I would imagine, I would think Batman would be a sauce guy.
Why do you think Batman would be a sauce guy?
I mean, because it wouldn't be a big concern.
He seems like a sauce guy.
He seems like he'd be in a hurry. He'd want it as quickly as possible.
I don't know. He had a dry rub on pretty quick.
Well, we shall. I mean, we'll find out.
I don't see him. I just see him finding dry rub. You know, it's hard to maintain the right level of moistness in the meat with dry rub. Well, I'm sure Alfred is very good at many things. I don't necessarily know that Alfred and barbecue are compatible.
No, Alfred probably has some skills in the dry rub barbecue department, so I think he can make that happen. I think he could. For Alfred is a very skilled chef. He can make that happen.
I don't know. I feel like when Batman wants barbecue, Superman's like, you should come on over. Ma and Pa are making barbecue. And then he goes to Smallville and he eats barbecue with Superman.
That makes sense, too.
Batman doesn't eat barbecue. He just stares at it intently until it gives up.
Batman does not eat nachos.
I can see Batman eating nachos, actually.
Oh, have you not seen that episode of Brave and the Bold?
Yes, I have. I actually took me a minute to remember, but... Yeah.
Oh, and Batgirl. And Batgirl and burritos from Mexico.
If a zombie bites a vampire, will it turn into some kind of hybrid monster?
No, because vampires are already technically dead.
Yes, and that monster would be Katy Perry. I have not accepted my challenge for the Royal Rumble. Might I ask?
If you tied a loaf of buttered bread to the back of a cat and dropped it, would it end butter side down or on the cat's feet?
Anti-gravity.
No, the butter, the bread would stay on the back of the cat, but the cat would land on its feet. That question was phrased poorly. Because it's making it seem like, would it land butter side down or would the butter or the bread land on the cat's feet? Basically, what I'm saying is grammatically, it is an incorrect tense.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I don't care. No, it would land. The cat would land on its feet, and the bread would stay on the cat's back, and then eventually it would get pissed off and try to eat it.
I feel like we've done a podcast on this one, but I could be mistaken. What is your favorite movie soundtrack?
See, this is from my Tumblr. This is one of the random questions I got in the past, and I don't remember what my answer was.
I thought we did. I thought we've done a soundtrack episode before.
I think we have, actually.
Yeah, I don't remember. Probably. I'm going to say The Fountain. The Fountain is my favorite movie score. So, yeah, Fountain.
That's a good one.
Well, aren't scores and soundtracks different?
Yes, that's what I'm saying is the score.
Or they specifically asked for the soundtrack.
They could suck my Disney.
Well, that's not nice of you to say to your random Tumblr anonymous.
Yeah, I don't think you look and see what the random anonymous questions I get on Tumblr are.
Oh, I see what you
get. I don't want to know.
Yeah, I see what you get on Tumblr.
I have never opened my Xbox on Tumblr because I'm afraid. I'm like, no.
It doesn't happen that often, but well, we're not going to insult Tumblr for a third week in a row. But yes, it's like desperate horny people asking desperate horny people questions, and it gets old fast. I've really kind of fallen out of Tumblr this past week.
I don't get that, but because I run the feminist blog, The Riot, I have gotten some really almost hilariously awful things in my ask box from people. My favorite one was the person who called me a militant dyke with an AK-47.
Wow.
Damn!
There's at least two things wrong with that sentence.
Yeah, I follow women. I don't want to say nerd girls. I don't feel like they need to be separated. They are the same thing. You don't say nerd guys or anything like that. And it's, oh wait, because you always get guys who either are really, really show, don't understand, like, why is that a problem to you? And it's like, you know, if it's not a problem for you, that's okay, but you don't have to tell anybody else that it's not a problem. They shouldn't worry about it. And when somebody tries to explain it to them, they just get upset.
Yeah. People are terrible.
Yep.
Yes. Have any of you seen the Hawkeye Initiative?
Yes, it's awesome.
Yes.
I think it's fantastic.
Yes, the Hawkeye Initiative is the best thing to come out of the internet in the past week.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you who
Hold on. This is the same internet where the WWE Jingle Bells video came from?
I saw
is that what you're
Jingle
saying?
Bells video.
Oh, my God. Why aren't you watching it now? you can get to it after the podcast. But promise you will get to it.
But yes, if you haven't seen the Hawkeye Initiative, check it out. It's basically all the ludicrous female poses in comic books replaced with Hawkeye. Sometimes he's even in costumes that match up to the females.
Yep.
And there's some other ones that aren't Hawkeye, but I've seen like people try to replicate certain poses that females do in comic books.
Yeah.
With actual pictures, and it doesn't come out well for a lot of people.
Well, there's still that chain going around of people trying to do the Mary Jane on the couch pose.
Damn.
Which
with
one
the
is
one guy like, how are you guys sitting like that? I can't, and it's just like he's hanging over the back of his couch. But no, the Hawkeye Initiative is fantastic. My reigning favorite picture continues to be the parody of the New 52 Catwoman number one, where she's like leaping backwards.
Yeah, I still don't know how that's by. Like, she's even backwards, but her ass is twisted in the air, and she's like, her hand, it's really odd.
Well, that's the one where it's like, oh, and here's a boob. And in the Hawkeye version, he has a little boob.
It's like, whoa! And the Catwoman Zero, the Catwoman Zero cover is fairly glorious, too.
That one, where it's like, yeah, no, that's not how bodies work.
Bodies do not bend or curve or...
If her boobs are here, her ass cannot be here. I'm sorry.
Comic book magic, kids. Comic book magic.
It's not even magic. It's just so insane.
Comic book insane magic. It's all magic.
I assume this one is
everywhere up in this bitch.
Magic is in all things.
Wherever you seek, there is magic. I assume
in magic.
I assume this one is for Nick. Is being a piece of shit as easy as you make it look?
I'll feel this one, yes. Yes, it is as easy as you make it look. Yeah, don't turn it around. That didn't even make any sense. No, see, that's just a random sampling of, like, the weird shit I just get on my Tumblr for no reason. I'm assuming just because I'm a guy who puts my shit out there on the internet. In both all positive and negative aspects of it. So, you get stuff where I write albums and people like to hear them, and then you also get people randomly insulting me just because they feel like it makes them a better person.
And they're bored, they're like, we're going to insult someone.
Yeah, that's not, you know, again, it's one of those things. It's like if you have a modicum of popularity, people want to knock you down because...
Yeah. I don't even have a modicum of popularity, so I don't know what they would...
I guess you got e-fame. I mean, they're finding your Tumblr somehow. Yeah.
Well, like I said, I put myself... The thing is, I get a lot of these, and it's always some person who obviously is following me on Twitter or Facebook, or both, I don't know, because they're referencing things I've done or said recently. So the person pays enough attention to me to mark these things down and speak to me about them but not enough that they'll let me know who they are. It's always always anonymous. And I'm like, well,
someone who called me out. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
I had someone who called me out via, God, what was the thing where you could, like, the asking questions thing. It was real big a while ago. I don't even fucking remember what the site was.
But they sent FarmSpring?
Yeah, FarmSpring. They sent me a question about, you know, how do you feel about the number of people you've isolated out of your life?
And what?
Who is this? And this was anonymous. And they sent another anonymous one that was something along the lines of, maybe you don't know because of the number of people you've cut out of your life and been a bitch to. And I basically responded to that question with, look, okay, this is not cute. I don't know who you are. I don't know what horrible thing I have done to you. But why don't you be an adult, contact me using your real name and tell me what happened and we can talk this out.
Yep.
And then the next question I got, which was actually kind of like a slap to the face, was something about, you're not an adult. You don't have a husband, a child, a house, a career, or anything, so why should I bother talking to you?
Whoa!
Well, that doesn't even make any sense.
Ow.
Right? But it was somewhat, it was, I think I know who it was. I maintain that I know who it was.
Mm-hmm.
And that person can go fuck themselves.
Yeah.
With a barbed wire dildo.
Fucking right.
Yeah.
I used to get really upset and mad about the random shit I would get. And then it just kept coming, and I'm like, you know what, fuck this. Me, like, being nice isn't working. Me being combative isn't working. Me calling them out isn't working. Fuck it, I'm going to have fun with it. So now I just either answer it the most glib and, like, asshole way possible, or I just answer very simply and then put a link to my How It Became Invisible site at the bottom.
You know, most of it does not piss me off. A lot of this through the riot, I just find ridiculous the people would send me. And it's actually, I've gotten less hate mail since I warned people that if they send hate mail to me, it can potentially be published on the site and mocked or collected. And if I get enough, I'm releasing a short published book of the best of the riot hate mail. And all proceeds will go towards a worthy pro-woman charity.
That's awesome.
That's really cool.
And I've gotten, and the book is never going to happen because people have stopped sending me hate mail.
Uh-huh. Well, I mean, that sounds bad, but, I mean, it would have been awesome to release a book. Hey, you should team up with, like, the DC women kicking ass and stuff and just, like, collect all of these stupid nonsense guys send. And
oh,
really
my God,
just...
horrible shit said to women in the geek community.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
And then they're always upset when girls won't talk to them because they don't know how to talk to girls.
Can you name four Green Lanterns? Can you show me where the vagina is located?
Is that on a Green Lantern ring?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, show me the vagina on the Green Lantern ring. Oh, baby, oh, baby.
I was going to say, and this girls, guys, whatever, I've always hated this notion that you need a certain level of knowledge to be a fan of something. Like, you know, in order to be a comic fan, you have to know, like, they had 50 years of DC and Marvel's history and all the characters and stuff like that. And it's this whole notion that you have to pass somebody's test for them to accept you is complete bullshit. If I enjoy something, I don't necessarily need to enjoy it as much as you do to enjoy it. I enjoy it for myself and nothing else.
Hal Jordan, Jon Stewart, Kyle Rayner, Guy Gardner, and oh right, your mom.
Oh shit! See, the problem
Fuckers.
Is, I do. You're right. There doesn't need to be a whole like quiz to find out if you're a fan thing. But I think people should have like a basic grasp of what things are, so you don't have like people like, I'm such a nerd. Look, I'm wearing a Star Wars shirt. No, you're not. You're just a person wearing a Star Wars shirt. Star Wars isn't nerdy anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's been around since 77. It's one of the most popular franchises in the world.
It's, you don't need to have a certain amount of knowledge. Be willing to learn.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Is my big thing. If you have the passion and like, you're like, oh, I don't know this. I just got into it.
Yeah, that's,
can you
that's
explain
one
that
thing.
To me?
Yeah, that's one
Fuck,
thing.
Yes.
Like, I love when I have someone asking me like, hey, I just got into this. Can you tell me a little bit about it? Sure.
Yeah,
okay.
That's... That's fine, but sometimes I find, at least in my experience, a lot of people sometimes are also really reluctant to do that. Like, they'll cut you off. Like, I mean, part of it, especially being that I'm big into the gaming community, where it's a very inclusive group, and it's always like, you know what, so-and-so is not a gamer because they play this type of game, and I don't like that type of game. And it works both ways. There's people who say, if you play Call of Duty and Madden, you're not a gamer. It's the same people who say, if you play Angry Birds and stuff, you're not a gamer. If you play Final, you know, this and that, and it's just really annoying habits because...
It's ridiculous.
I mean, to me, it's, you know, I've always been happy and proud of any hobby that I have, and I've always been open, and I love talking to people about it, and it's one of the, you know, it's always a great joy to meet somebody and have that common basis where you can talk about something, and you don't want to talk to somebody who knows everything you know, because then it's a kind of a boring conversation. So I've always been open to talking to people who have, you know, they can know more than me, they can know less than me, they can know the same amount of stuff as me. But I've never really closed off my door to people until they get to that point where they're either condescending, they're snobby, or they aren't open to hearing other things that are outside of their worldview. And I find that the nerd culture is like that in a lot of – again, I don't want to say the nerd culture. I think it's the internet, and I think it's – I had this discussion earlier with somebody. I think it's compounded by the fact that you can find a lot of people with like-minded views. So, like, why should you waste your time on people who don't?
It also becomes a case, as with most things on the internet, where the minority are the ones who are shouting the loudest.
Yeah.
So the people who are the biggest assholes and don't want to include other people are the ones who are just...
I have nothing in me. I can't control the tone of my voice.
Yes, that exactly.
It's like the internet should just... Angry people on the internet should always be played by Will Ferrell.
Yes.
Because I feel like that is sort of the right...
Maybe we should do that. Have you? I don't know if any of you listen to GFW, which is Games for Windows, on OneUp.com. They used to have a Hero of the Web where they would read, like, you know how people send the most insane rants to things? They would just kind of read it in, like, the most over-the-top voice to just kind of point how ludicrous these people sound. Like, if we ever, I mean, most of the time for me, it's usually Twitter, so I don't, you know, 140 characters, you can't really say too much stupidness at once. But, you know, if you ever find, like, those long-winded or stupid rants on Tumblr or Facebook and all that other stuff, maybe you can start reading those off on the show, if we find any good ones.
Oh, Lord.
Or we can open up a whole nother can of worms that we probably don't want to.
You know what? Opening up can of worms is pretty common online at this point. You can open up a can of worms just by tripping over like one word. And I'm like, oh, we just set up something here.
And I think we lost
Ashley, by the way.
I understand that to a degree. I know people always complain about people being hypersensitive, but you know, it's a give and take, because if people aren't calling you out on your bullshit at times, you won't ever change. You know, I mean, granted, most people won't change, but you need that balance, because it's one of those. It's like the same thing when people say, "I have a freedom of speech." You have a freedom of speech, but that doesn't mean you're free of any consequences that come from what you say.
That's it, exactly. Yeah. People treat freedom of speech as meaning you could say whatever you want, and that's never true. That just means you're allowed to say what you want. That doesn't mean it's right for you to say whatever you want.
It's one of the things where you realize that, think before you tweet. That's the one, like, just, if you're going to tweet, think. Like, going, do I really need to say this? No.
I would never say anything Twitter, then half my shit is just random, like, oh, this is funny.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but that stuff's fine, but I mean, like, some of the more incendiary stuff, like...
Oh, yeah.
Like, really, like, well, that sort of stuff. I mean...
What did it call it? Subtweeting?
Incendiary.
It's one of those things. And it's not just, you know, it's social media, it's online, it's offline. I think, you know, people need to be cognitive of what they're saying and how it can affect people. I think the problem with a lot of people is that sometimes they kind of have this small view of the world, and they don't necessarily know how it affects other people. I mean, I've always said that, you know, one of the greatest things for me was growing up in New York City, where I've kind of, you know, you kind of introduced...
Yeah, keep rubbing it in, Earl. You live in New York. Ooh, you're stoked. Man!
You run into a whole type, you know, a whole gamut of type of people, you know, big, tall, fat, gay, straight, you know, weirdos, which is an odd thing to say in New York City. So, like, to me, I've kind of been exposed to all types of people, so it's not like I don't dismiss people based on appearance or their worldviews or anything, because to me, it's not who you, it's not your race, it's not your gender, it's not your orientation, it's anything. A person could be an asshole in any walk of life. Mm-hmm. So it's based on the person, not what that person is. And it's something that people, you know, sometimes people are just like, okay, you know what, this, you know, I've had a bad experience with these types of people, so all of these people want to be bad. And stuff like that. And I was talking again, random. I've had this on my mind today for some reason. While I was having a discussion, one of the things with nerd culture I find is that, especially with video games and comic books, is that it was a thing that people grew up and it was kind of shunned. Like, you didn't really talk about reading comic books when you were younger, and you didn't talk about playing video games because that's what the nerdy kids did, because you sat in your basement all day or whatever.
Really?
And I didn't do any of that, but I mean, that's kind of the stereotype people have.
Maybe comic books, but the video games, that was my, when I was a kid, I was the shit.
After see, for us, like, for us, it is, but you, like, the, it's still kind of a stigma, because you still, like, the stereotype of video gamers is still, like, the person who lives in their mother's basement who plays video games, and that's all they do with their life. They don't have, you know, they're kind of antisocial and stuff like that.
I mean, theory.
Yeah.
Fuck that show. What?
But yeah, you know, across our generation, it's fine because we've all kind of grown up in that. But, you know, like, if you're a generation who, like, if you're in this generation and you didn't play video games, you kind of had that perspective. And if you're an older generation, you probably have that perspective. So a lot of people still have that stigma. And that what they happen is, like, they grew up and now gaming's kind of more accepted. People play it on their phones. People play it on Facebook. People play it, you know, you play it wherever. And now they're kind of rebelling against that because this is their hobby. This is, you know, they were bullied and picked on as a kid. So these people shouldn't come into our hobby now. And they shouldn't, you know, have access to it, because I was the one who had to suffer in high school and junior high school and stuff like that. And it's the same thing that goes with females, because a lot of these guys weren't the, you know, they didn't have female companionship in those things. So, like, comic books and video games have these, you know, male fantasy women in them, half naked, powerful, and, you know, they're just at the beck and whim of every man in the universe. It's, you know, like, I think we talked about this when it came up, the R crafting, where, like, in order for her to be, like, in order for men to feel responsible for her, they had to rape her. Because that's the only way a guy could connect. And it's that notion where they don't have that understanding of how normal people work, and they're trying to fit it into their worldview. And when these people come and question it, they lash out and they attack because they're invading their space now.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, damn. Because I never had the, like, when I was a kid, I never had the video game issue, because pretty much, like Nick, you said, like, pretty much everyone around me was pretty much gaming, so it's like, well, yeah, like, practically everyone I knew had a Nintendo, so it was just one of those, everyone played Nintendo. Now, comic books, on the other hand, I mean, it was weird, like, when I was a kid, it wasn't so bad, because I had people around me that was in the comic books, but when I got back in the comic books in my mid-teens, that's when I got some shit for it. It was kind of like, yeah, you're back in the comics. Oh, you're such a nerd. Like, what? It's like, okay. But what's funny is later, suddenly anyone who called me a nerd is like, oh yeah, I like comics now. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Really?
I was going to say, the other thing, though, is that nerd isn't a derogatory term.
Not at all.
People take it to mean that, and that's, you know, people kind of get offended when they get called a nerd or a geek or whatever, but those aren't derogatory terms. If you are what you are. I mean, the site and the podcast is called Nerds on the Rock. I've accepted what I am a long time ago. I have no problem with that.
It's funny when people have used it for me, for like nerd, dork, geek, whatever. I'm like, thank you. You're trying to insult me, right? That doesn't really work that way.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's one of those things. But let's move on to the final two questions so we can call it a night. What happens when an elephant dies at the zoo? Do they board off that section? What do they do with the...
What happens is they get a helicopter and they lift up the elephant's corpse and they fly it to the elephant graveyard in Africa, the secret elephant graveyard. What happens if it's an Asian elephant? In which case, they fly it to the one in Asia. There's two different ones. They don't want to mix them. That would cause problems. There was an attempt at elephants integration in the 60s, but didn't go very well. A lot of elephants died. Much ivory was lost. In any event, they fly to the elephant graveyard and they let it down, and the elephant's kin take the corpse and do with it as they will in their own secret burial rites, usually involving fire in a river.
Kids, do not listen to Nicholas Reed. He doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
I might be confusing this with Vikings.
When an elephant dies and their body is exposed to direct sunlight, it disintegrates.
And then an angel gets its wings.
An angel gets its wings, and then they gather the elephant dust. And if you snort elephant dust, oh, that is the best fucking high.
God.
Like, I used to spend weekends in college tripping off my ass on elephant dust. Don't do drugs, kids.
Expensive habit.
Sure.
Not if you have a hookup. I had a friend who worked at the zoo.
Dude, you think PCP is a high? You've never tried OBO. See, you get it, because it's one better.
Anyhow,
oh,
the
God.
Final question, and I think we probably will have the same answer for this. Which current The Walking Dead cast member do you want to kill?
Be way too wheezy.
You guys can go ahead.
You start first, Nicholas. I kind of want to hear yours first.
No, I want to hear what you guys have to say.
No. I want to hear you.
Rick.
Really?
Whoa.
Yeah, fuck that, dude. He's the least interesting character on the show. And that's saying a lot because I fucking hate Andrea. But Rick is the least interesting character.
I thought it was going to be Andrea.
I thought it was going to be Andrea.
Character.
She's the one I dislike the most. But she's also, at least, you know, she's got dumb going for her. Rick is actually kind of boring right now.
I wouldn't say boring. He's had a lot to do this season.
I wanted him to stay crazy. I wanted Crazy Rick. I like Crazy Rick better.
I hope they're
developing Crazy Rick.
I hope, because it was kind of weird that they went away with it in one day, but maybe they just, because he had to go away real quick.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Andrea. Yeah.
Wow.
She's the worst.
She's an awful character. Sure. They've given her 3 seasons, at least they haven't improved her character. She somehow gets worse every year.
Well, the thing is, this is what's weird about it, is in the comic, and I hate doing the comic to TV comparison because they're so different at this point. But in the comic, she's a badass. She's like a sniper. Yeah. She's one of the most capable with the gun. And they kind of lean towards that in the show, but she hardly ever gets to show it off. And her main 2 character traits that they've shown is sad that her sister died and tends to sleep with guys who are the antagonist.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She likes powerful men.
Well, it's not even powerful. She likes the bad guys. Which I can't fault her for that. I like bad guys too. But it's weird. It's like, and now I hesitate to say that it's a misogynist thing because I just think the guys on The Walking Dead, none of the writers can write for either gender. She just happens to be a female version of the poor writing on the show.
Yeah, I was going to say, especially if you're a black man, because if somebody else shows up, I feel sorry for Tyrese.
Yeah, you're only allowed to have 1 black man on the show at a time, apparently. James never comes back to Tyrese. Fuck.
One of my favorite comments on the black guy. Is it like the Highlander quickening? Like there can be only one. I went, yes. That is the best quote ever. I'm like, that is the best thing ever with involving 1 black. Because I'm actually going to be writing about this soon, but I'll say it's a truncated version of it anyway, but it's more, yeah. I mean, like, Andrea has been ridiculous in this series, and I was like, oh, she might have some And one of my favorite things I like that of the whole Andrea and the governor thing is the, like, someone, a lot of people saying, oh, honey, no. Oh, no. Ah. And I'm like, I mean, I remember the first night of the governor thing. I will fully admit, I was on Twitter, like, going, I hate her. God, Andrea. Really? But you're going to hate Andrea after this one. And, yeah, like, without revealing any spoilers, but it's like, I was trying not to avoid any spoilers, but I'm like, God, Andrea. Like, just one of those reactions. Like, and I very rarely ever get that fuel on hate for a character, but. Wow.
It's not even that she's with the governor that makes me hate her. It was the whole how she interacted with Michonne after she saved her life the entire year.
Yeah, she said, oh, screw you, Michonne.
These people are nice. I'm going to let you go on your own. Bye.
I'm going to go. And then what does she do? She's going to bone the governor because...
She's the only...
Andrea!
But yeah. I think that's it for questions.
You skipped over one.
Did we?
It wasn't really a question. It was just that someone's statement said that my Gautier puns are fucking stupid.
Oh, well, that wasn't a question.
So. It wasn't a question. It's also woefully out of date. I haven't done a Gautier pun in months.
So, there you go.
Now it's just something that I used to do.
Oh.
See, that one wasn't as good. I apologize. That was local.
But we will be back next week. I think, depending on if I can, we'll probably do The Lord of the Rings.
Really?
Well, there's a new movie coming out next week, I hear, so.
Awesome. I'm so excited now.
Did Nick just make that noise?
Yeah, that was a
Nick noise?
I'm so happy.
Wow.
I remember when we did
it. I now have the embodiment of the squeak for me right here.
You know how every so often we do a podcast where it's like something right in my wheelhouse? This is the giant wheelhouse.
Your mom is a giant wheelhouse.
I don't know anything about that.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't know, but it's worth. I haven't gotten to do my ba-dum-bum of the bucket thing yet, so I just wanted to get that chance.
Fair enough. So, yeah, that will be next week, and then we'll probably try to do a Christmas episode, and then it's Christmas and New Year's, and that's always just really messy to do, so we'll see. And in the new year, we'll do our movie previews, and then sometime later on in January, we'll do that. I'll watch the Shit Bitches Awards.
Yes.
At least this year, there won't be Immortals.
I'm
just going to say there won't be Immortals, so you won't have a Wesley cursing like a sailor episode.
I can't wait to see what category I'm going to subvert with a really stupid answer this year.
I was going to say, I get to shout out Battleship, because how is it we had a Battleship and an Avengers movie and not a single movie said Avengers Assemble or You Sank My Battleship this summer?
I don't know, honestly. I really don't.
Oh, we should have the best nitpick of a movie this year, because a lot of people were nitpicking movies this year.
That would be a very difficult category to narrow down.
God.
But yes, join us next week for Lord of the Rings, and thanks for sending in the questions and all that fun jazz.
Yeah, so, read my things on the internet, nerdsontherocks.com, stabcast.com, nicholasreed.tumblr.com.
Send him funny questions, he loves them apparently.
Boningyourmom.com.
I hope that's not an actual website.
I bet you it is. I'm not looking it up though.
Mom.com.
Oh god.
So, for Nickius, Weshy, Ashy, myself, and BoningYourMom.com, this has been Rock episode 116.
Oh, Lord Earl.
Mercy.